Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I feel like there may be some regret coming for some of these people, those who have sold everything in advance of the end of the world, if it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
If it doesn't happen today, I mean, I would be the idiot, obviously, if it did happen. So could go either way, but just we will...
I mean, how is this any different from AOC saying the world's going to end in 5 years or John Kerry saying that the ice caps will be gone? Like, I mean,
we will certainly keep you up to date on it. Breaking news, should the world be ending today or tomorrow or even perhaps early morning on Thursday. So
imagine if we're just all sitting here and Wiggy starts ascending. And we're it, just.
Is there a crane available? Or
no, I don't need a crane. God will bring me up. I ask for forgiveness on all my sins.
We're going to need a bigger cross.
I'm going. You guys all are down here burning.
I feel like if there's one person who might go first among all of us, it is Jesus Christ over there, who is maybe the first one to go. But we'll find out who ascends and who does not. In the meantime, though, back to the rest.
David Ortiz.
Back to the rest of the news, if we could.
We're going to go back to a creepy story.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put a camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
Matthew Springer, a 24-year-old guy in Walpole, has been arrested and has been accused of exposing himself to children at a playground, Bird Park in Walpole. A man noticed what was happening. Multiple people started calling police, but the guy who first noticed him started chasing Springer.
Thank God.
Springer managed to outrun the Good Samaritan.
With his pants around his ankles?
Well, no, I think he pulled them up.
What is wrong with people?
Yeah, thankfully, officers were responding and were able to get him.
They got to do something about playgrounds. Like, if you're not coming there with a child, like,
right.
you should not be allowed to be in a playground.
Yeah, off limits.
But it's like, not uncommon for there to be people outside of the playground that I go to that are...
Just
no
randos?
Kids,
like, are they drinking or like?
No, they just are sitting on like a bench, and people call the cops, and they get them out of there.
Yeah,
but you know, it's so sick.
Yeah,
disgusting.
Really gross.
By the way, those that are watching the show on YouTube, because we've been shadow banned on Twitch, like Rocco, thank you. And I am aware that I am in desperate need of a haircut and a beard trim. I was unable to go last week.
Oh.
So my schedule got all screwed up, and so I'm headed there tomorrow. I'm sorry I look a little unkempt. Go ahead, continue.
Jimmy Kimmel is coming back tonight.
Oh,
Disney announced the return after just a brief suspension, they said.
I thought he had been censored by the government.
Same. I thought that they pulled the plug.
So he's back. Okay,
yeah,
so
I guess it was just a suspension.
So it was just a company suspending a guy whose opinion they didn't feel represented their company well.
Right.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah.
I was worried. I thought the government was shutting down all kinds of free speech, Curtis.
Yeah.
I was worried
about
it.
Ken celebrates 1 week suspensions.
I was worried about it.
All right. Okay. They plugged them right back in.
Yes, they did. Kevin Durant has access to his Bitcoin again. The story's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw it. He had tweeted about it that he couldn't get. He bought the Bitcoin in like 2016 or something. Is that when he bought it?
He's been locked out for a decade.
Wow. Okay. Oh, man. Yeah.
And so it's a Coinbase account. He bought his Bitcoin for $650.
Oh, jeez. He's going to be loaded. I mean, he already is anyway. But so how many Bitcoins did he get?
So they don't specify. They just say that he bought them for $650 and it rose nearly 18,000% in the decade he was locked out.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
18,000%.
Yeah. Paid dirt.
Not
so
bad.
Okay, but we don't know how they were able to get him back in.
It was like he's been trying over and over again, and they finally got his access back.
Yeah,
you forget his password thing.
It's very. We've talked about it on the show before, Wiggy. There's people who are in early,
mm-hmm.
who have what would be now millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of Bitcoins, and they can't get back into the account. Mm. Like one guy. We talked about this on the show, but it's probably like 5 years ago. One dude was going through a dump, like a landfill, to try to find his old computer where he had the password for the Bitcoin on it.
Yeah. Mm.
And so literally was going through an entire landfill and trying to find that computer because it's millions and millions of bucks.
You would think they would have that little thing, forgot password, on the bottom.
Nobody was thinking about that at the time, I don't believe.
So. Wow.
We are going to end with a version of Would Wiggy Eat It, but it's Would Wiggy Drink It.
Okay.
Would you eat it?
They look like little dumplings.
Yes, they are.
Chicken palm all day long, baby.
Would you eat it?
I love boneless spare ribs.
Corn tortilla.
Would you eat it?
I think 6-inch wieners are the best.
With Wiggy.
So there's a new drink trending on TikTok. It's called Heavy Soda. Now, when I first read this, I thought it was a version of Dirty Soda, which is all the rage in Utah, Arizona, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's a fountain drink machine that offers a version of Pepsi or whatever your favorite soda is, but with a larger ratio of syrup.
This is not good for Americans.
No, this is not good.
It's not a good thing. So.
It started in gas stations in South Missouri, but it's gaining popularity. We can hear from Early Pete on TikTok explaining it all.
This is a very regional way to serve fountain soda, only found in the absolute southern tip of Missouri. Fountain soda machines, you have the ability to adjust the ratio of syrup to water. Some gas stations seem to be turning up the ratio of soda syrup so that the drink is increasingly sweet. But either way, if you're in the south of Missouri and are at no risk of diabetes, try yourself a heavy soda.
I'd give it a shot. I couldn't focus with the music in the background.
I know.
I like a cream soda. Give me a little bit more syrup to make it sweeter and more creamier. Yeah,
well, because there is nothing worse than when you get a fountain soda and it's very watery.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like an iced tea with no sugar.
Right.
Or Kool-Aid with no sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Syrup me up. I'd give it a shot.
It's not good for you, all that sugar.
Well, nothing's good for you, Greg. Let's be honest.
Wiggy was a tough grader of the tea in Florida.
I mean, let's be honest. You make it sound like you're a bill of health.
Well, listen, I'm not a bill of health, but I gave up soda many years ago.
Right, I don't drink soda.
One of the best things I've ever done.
I drink sparkling.
I'm full, as you know, I am full sparkling water guy, and that causes an increase when it comes to the flatulence.
Cans of soda, right?
So, it doesn't help with your hydration.
Well, I think it does.
It doesn't.
What's that? The sparkling soda? And if I drink soda, I drink the zero calorie soda. Just because I like that combination taste.
I like soda. Like I've always liked soda. I always will.
Love
I know it's not good
soda.
For me.
There's a very popular hack on the dirty sodas, which is happening because it is pumpkin and fall food season. At Trader Blow's.
Ooh.
And they have a salted maple cream. You know, in your coffee when you do the cold foam?
Yes.
They have a salted maple cream, apparently, which is a new thing at Trader Joe's for the fall food season. And people are adding that to soda to make the dirty sodas.
Oh, I got to try that. Because, like, going to Swig, which is the dirty soda, you know, mecca.
Yeah.
That's on my bucket list of places I want to go.
Bucket list?
Yeah, I really want
to
get one.
Your bucket list is not supposed to be destinations for Instagram.
No, it's not. I don't even know if I would probably post it on my story, but I just want to go.
Does the time zone affect whether you can get the dirty soda or not?
It's a good question.
In Salt Lake City?
Well, because they all get it in the morning. Because they don't, Mormon, you can't drink coffee, but you can drink soda.
I don't even know what dirty soda is, but good for you.
They put like cream in their soda.
Yeah, they put like heavy cream in their soda. Oh,
okay. And I think it's anything with caffeine. You can't
Mormon, you can drink soda. You can't drink
coffee.
So cream
in my ginger ale?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's what it would.
I think the version of soda they can drink, though, is like non-caffeinated, correct?
I do not believe that is true. I think that's like because it works. If you watch Secret Life of Mormon Wives, they all talk about how that's what they get instead of coffee.
But aren't you what's in coffee that you can't have if it's not caffeine? What is there in coffee that you can't have?
I don't know. That's caffeine. What I'm telling you. It makes no sense that they can't have coffee, but they can have soda.
And aren't you taken away from the combination if you add the cream? Isn't that the part of the soda that you love?
It happens to be a very popular thing out there with the Mormon
people. That's why I'm asking the question.
Why they like it. Why don't you try it before you mock?
Well, no, I'm asking the question. Usually soda people like the combination.
They happen to be very, very happy.
Just because somebody does something and they like it out there doesn't mean it's right.
All right. Is that it on the news?
That's it.
Thank you very much. This is Rocky from Brockton. What's up, Rocky?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call in and address my guy Jermaine Wiggins. Wiggy.
Yo.
Biggest play in the Super Bowl with that catch, man. You came to New England. You left it a better place. A lot of people don't know about this. You're the third best tight end in the NFL in 2004 in Minnesota, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. I know about it. Mm. I'd say either you or Jason Witten go for the three spot. You couldn't touch Antonio Gates or Tony Gonzalez. It's not getting stupid. Uh-huh. But anyways, Wiggy, what happened at Brockton High? We didn't leave it there. We go into Brockton High. I'm a ball boy for Brockton High. I got Peter Colombo, Armin Colombo. They're in my blood. Armin Colombo is the best high school coach in the history of Massachusetts. Then you have Peter Colombo, who won two Super Bowls. You had the biggest upset in Mass history when they beat Everett in 2004.
My guy was a victim of politics. We discussed this.
Mm-hmm. I'm like Mayo. I was one and done. I didn't get an opportunity.
Run out of town like
Super Gerard Bowl Mayo. Champion Jermaine. Oh my gosh!
Don't worry about it.
There's some people who are turning on Mike Vrabel. We're only three games into this thing.
That's what it is, man. It's tough. It's tough for us coaches out there. You know, if you don't have success early, you know, they tend to turn on you. And hopefully Mike will have that success, but he'll get a little bit longer leash. Me and Mayo, unfortunately, our leashes weren't that long.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I still go down there and support.
Which is sad because you were really coaching the entire individual, not just them on the field.
Yes,
the way Wiggy talked about the players during your tenure was very impressive.
Trying to turn them into productive young men when they get into society.
Correct. Right. So.
You just forgot the football part.
And please, let me just clarify for Shime and Curtis, who were talking like I wasn't making any sense. It's because of the words of wisdom, if you're Mormon, that only talks about coffee, doesn't specify caffeine.
Okay.
It's hot drinks. Is what I just saw that
they it says they can also have hot chocolate. Actually, as I'm reading it, so
but that how does can that
we
make go, any
can
sense?
Can we talk about tones when I get yelled at about having a tone?
Well, because your tone is the same all the time.
Courtney knows she knows the Mormon
but
culture.
But how does it make any sense?
I don't. I'm not Mormon, Shime. I'm just. Coffee, I was just they? Giving you maybe something, and you guys are both like, "That doesn't make any sense." Yes, we agree.
Right, but it could also be like.
Why are you mad if we agree?
Because you're saying I'm wrong, and I'm not.
No, I think what Courtney's
we weren't
going,
saying you were wrong. We were trying to clarify why.
She doesn't know why. It's a religious thing,
right?
No,
you said you actually specifically said that they only drink not caffeinated soda.
No, I asked.
Mormons are taught to not drink, quote, hot drinks, unquote.
Okay, well, I'm reading what the actual word of wisdom is.
If there's a Mormon out there, call in. Could give us the information.
That would we have. I don't know if we have a lot.
There's got to be one Mormon out there.
Yeah. We have to have one.
That listens. I mean, you learned something new. I learned about.
Text line says, I'm a Mormon. Mormons can't drink soda because it has caffeine. 603 texter.
But well, what about the words of wisdom?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what the texter says.
Well, we need
who claims to be a Mormon.
We need an actual Mormon to call right. in.
Well, how are you going to verify?
Right.
Let's get Tag Romney
on. It's true. Well, first question is, how many wives do you have? If they say more than one, then I think we go with them, right? Don't Mormons
have? No, not all.
Not all?
No. Like, Secret Life of Mormon Wives, the big scandal that broke was because they had a swinging situation going on.
Yeah, but that's swinging, though.
But they all have one significant other. None of them in Secret Life of Mormon Wives have multiple partners.
I thought Mormons could have multiple wives. I thought that was part of what, you know, they preach over there. Swinging is different. It's not like swinging is, you know.
I'm just saying none of them are part of polygamy.
Yeah. Hmm? Generally, it's the founder of the religion who gets to have as many women as he wants. Nobody else.
Yeah.
Nobody else can. That's how those guys do that.
Yeah. And the founder can just sleep with everybody's wife.
They also, the women have to wear like garments under their clothes that are like full, they look like kind of diapers.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
All right.
Yeah.
617. Call us if you're a Mormon.
Biggie, please. We are about to get to Ty Law. Because there are several things I'd like his opinion on.
Right.
We had a discussion earlier following up on Shime's lead this morning when it came to Drake May.
Shime's clueless on that one, but go ahead.
Shime is clueless?
Yeah, so, I mean, all right, I can't wait to... I still got the film popped up, and I can't wait to just... I'm going to ask Ty, where should the quarterback throw the football?
And if you want to hear Wiggy's full thoughts on this, if you missed it earlier in the show, he did a Wiggy's Room on our Instagram account. Oh, so go to excellent. The Greg Hill Show, WEEI.
Okay, excellent. On the gram.
On the gram.
Okay, great. So Ty Law on all things New England Patriots and NFL coming up next on a Ty Tuesday right now. Courtney, and what is trending?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. Before I get into what's trending, just a quick appreciation, Odyssey appreciation. Thank you to Jesse in Worcester who helped us out with something when it comes to the house yesterday. So nice. He listens every single day, loves the show, says it gets him through his days.
What does he do?
I don't want to give that away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be nice to give him a little mention. You know, just say where, you know.
He does like plot planning.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Yeah. All right, Jesse. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So thank you very much. The Lions take down the Ravens in Monday Night Football, 38-30, the final after a big fourth quarter for Detroit. Lamar Jackson completed 21 of 27 passes for 288 yards and 3 touchdowns in the loss. We got to talk about Lions running back David Montgomery, who had 12 carries for 151 yards and 2 touchdowns for the winners. The Patriots are mourning the loss of former vice president of player personnel Bobby Greer. Greer worked for the Pats from 1981 until 2000. He passed away at the age of 82 over the weekend. The Red Sox are back in action tonight. Their second-to-last series of the regular season is against the Blue Jays in Toronto. 7:07, first pitch, with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Greg Butterhands. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcand at 6:07 for the Mass Mutual pregame show.
Butterhands, Courtney?
Butterfingers, whatever. You knew what I meant. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive-away event wherever life takes you. Trust Subaru to get you there safely with symmetrical all-wheel drive and find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Our guy Ty Law in. We'll talk to him next.
Well, do you want to talk to Ray from Utah?
Yes.
I don't know if I believe this or not. Hello, Ray.
How's it going?
What's up?
Not much. All right. Wiggy asked for the Mormon. Here I am. I grew up in Tuxedo.
What? Oh, he's listening. What? How can, is it not? You can't listen. There's a delay. It's 7 like.
I think he like got in his car and it switched to Bluetooth.
Oh,
I hate when that happens.
Same.
Tough.
I hate when that happens.
So annoying.
We can talk to Ty about it. Ty's had several wives.
Jesus.
All right.
Damn.
All right. So we'll talk to Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ty Law on Ty Tuesday, brought to you by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive, by Apex Entertainment. Visit 100,000 square feet of pure fun at Apex in Marlboro. And Ty Law, also brought to you by 110 Grill. Visit one of the 34 locations throughout New England for modern American cuisine in a trendy, casual atmosphere. Hello, Ty Law.
What's going on, guys? How you doing, man?
You were there on Sunday for that debacle
man,
of a football game.
Was I? They really dropped the ball on this one. And I mean literally dropped the ball. So as you can see, I'm here. Like, this is what they should be doing right now. I'm giving you an example of what everybody that fumbled is doing in the locker room right now, if Vrabel took it back to the old school. As you know, Wiggy, mm-hmm. if you fumble the ball, you have to have this in your arm in the meetings all day in the lunchroom. And if somebody get it and grab it, it's a fine.
It's a fine. How much would that fine
what
have been?
What was the fine back,
then,
Wiggy, when you do that?
It was a couple hundred bucks.
A couple hundred bucks. Yeah, so everybody is trying to come get it. So if I'm sitting here, Coco, you
punch
you
it out
like that, you got to punch it out.
Okay.
Get $100. That's to the swear jar. Somebody can get it out.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't know. In the case of Ramondre Stevenson, we were talking about this earlier. I know you owe him a lot of money, but is he going to be able to get over it? It's not just this season so far. It's not just last season. It's been an issue the entire time he's been here.
Absolutely. And you can't – they can't count on you when you give the ball back. You know, and as a running back, I understand you got to protect the ball first. You're trying to run and get those extra yards. But that is something that the locker room just can't tolerate. And you can't win in this league by giving it back to him. So, Ramondre, I hope he got the ball in his hands while he had the meeting. You know what I mean? And then the quarterback and the – head coach will not trust you to even give you the ball, you know what I mean, in situations like that. So it's going to be tough for him. I think it's mental at this point.
It was interesting, Mike Vrabel, when we asked him about it yesterday, though, he took a little bit of the blame off of Ramondre and said, well, you got to also look at the guys that are supposed to be protecting Ramondre.
Yeah,
that's coach speak right there. Go ahead with that, Vrabel. Yeah. I wish I was on
second,
when he said
third
that.
Guy
yeah,
guy.
That's down. Now, they ain't got nothing to do with nobody.
So it does fall on Ramondre.
No, it falls on him 100%. I mean, the ball is in his hands. You know what I mean? Same thing with Derrick Henry. You know, three games in a row, but that's Derrick Henry. He don't get a pass because it's Derrick Henry. You gave the ball back and cost your team, you know, the game. And Lamont, that's what he's doing.
Well, I am so glad, and I thank the Lord above. I know it's the rapture day, but we have a Hall of Famer in here who played corner. And I showed him the play that Shimer's been getting on my nerves about since the beginning of this, I mean, the week. The back pylon throw that Drake May should have made, but he didn't. So I showed Ty the film. Ty, you played the position.
Right.
Shine believes it was a good throw. It just got tipped. It was a flat throw at the back hip. What is your opinion on after seeing that play?
First of all, Drake May, he want that ball back because he was not supposed to throw it there. If you look at the defensive back's position, where the wide receiver was, where the wide receiver was going, you throw it to the back pylon because at the end of the day, if you throw a good ball, he catches it. If not, guess what? Incomplete. We live to play another. We live to play another play. So, Shime, you are exactly wrong. You should have bleeped yourself for saying that. You know, like you bleeped me on the swear jar.
If the ball
you
is
have
a
no
tip,
idea
it's
about
six.
Cornerback. And from that comment, you don't know too much about football, man, because that's common sense stuff right there.
Right.
Man.
The corner's already breaking to the corner, though. Like, he's already breaking
the
for the back.
The corner's already breaking to the corner.
The corner is the end zone.
No. I think I'm qualified in this area right here. It's Chime. That I'm saying that is.
I'm very well aware
the cornerback was in the position to make the play that he did, but he was not in the position to make it for the back pylon play.
But if you're putting air on it, it takes longer for the ball to get there. He's going to be able to make a play on that. Like, he was the idea behind the throw was to just zip it in right on the back shoulder of Booty, get six. If that ball isn't tipped, it's six.
At one time in my former life, I used to run a 4.3 40. And I'm trying to tell you that corner was he was not going to get back to the back pylon if he threw the ball right. You know what I mean? And I'm sitting there. I think I'm classified, you know.
Yeah, maybe you're classified in an age where guys can barely throw the ball.
To tell you what's really going on. So that's not true. So Wiggy's right on that one, Shine.
I mean, the corners.
Wait. What did you just say?
I said, yeah, maybe he's classified in an age where guys couldn't throw the ball as well, but, you know.
Shime.
I mean, Peyton Manning threw ducks. It was nice and easy for Ty to just take them. Like that Mac Jones interception.
I think you're looking for qualified, not classified.
Yeah, qualified.
So
yeah.
You're saying that the quarterbacks were more qualified back in the day to throw more accurate passes than today?
No, I just said the opposite.
Well, then you.
He's saying Ty is not qualified judge.
I'm saying Ty got a lot more accurate passes.
I'm G14 classified.
Yes. The guy has, and Ty would know this better, and this is what's funny. The corner has basically both his heels on the goal line, and the receiver is even to him, but Shime's saying the corner
his
can make
his hips are already open. What are you talking about?
Shime,
please give the quote that you keep saying to me.
If the quote is this in the NFL, if I'm even,
I'm leaving.
So that means if I'm even with the DB, you put air on it
right,
because
the
DB's ass is basically on the goal line, and I'm running towards that back pylon. And Shime's like, and the quarterback is already in his throwing motion. And Shime's like, oh, that quarterback's going to be able to flip his hips and get back to the back pylon.
The hips are already flipped.
No, Shime?
Wiggy, I have the freeze frame.
Please stop it. Stop it.
Put it on the screen right here so I can walk you through.
Unfortunately, we cannot.
Unfortunately, we're not allowed to do that. We'll get banned on YouTube, too.
So, to be clear, so far, over the last 36 hours, whatever it is, you are schooling Boomer Esiason, the great quarterback.
The guy who doesn't know how to say Ramondre Stevenson's name?
Ty Law, the Hall of Famer. Jermaine Wiggins, the key to the dynasty. You know more ball than the three of them.
I mean,
just to be clear.
I mean, Billy O has said he's on Shime Island. Rob Ninkovich has apologized to me on the air. So yeah, yes I am.
So yes,
you said Rob Ninkovich.
Yeah.
He sided with you.
No, not on this.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
I was about to say that's why Rob was rushing the quarterback. He don't know a damn thing if he said that. But no, like you said, Wiggy, I'm looking at it right here, Shime. His heels are on there, so that means he would have to flip his hips all the way around to get back, so which you lose time and momentum right there. So, that was just a bad throw. You throw it through the back pylon, I guarantee you it's a 90% touchdown.
Thank you.
You throw it to the back pylon.
Thank you, Hall of Fame.
If the ball's not tipped, it's 100% touchdown. He's not in the position
to make the play on the back pylon, Shime. Yep,
if the ball's not tipped, it's 100% touchdown.
As frustrating to me as the five turnovers were, it was 4th and 2, and Pop Douglas, not being aware situationally about the simple fact all he needed to do is his foot was on the gain line. Like, all he needed to do was literally, Vrabel would say, you know, knife it. All he needed to do was fall forward to get a first down. Is that as frustrating to you as it is to me?
It's very frustrating because you all got to have situational awareness, you know, where you're at on the field. I mean, we practice that constantly all the time, and that's why Vrabel was probably so frustrated himself, because he were in those practices and when we did all situational things. So you have to know that you're trying to make an extra yard, I don't know, to get your stats up or something, because that's what we think. Like, why would you do that? What, you trying to get some extra yards for your stats?
He's trying to be cute. Exactly. With the drop back move, or he doesn't want to get hit. I mean, I don't know.
That was to get extra yards and get on the highlights and get on the ESPN, because it didn't make no sense. Yeah, you know, a lot of times guys will do that. You know what I mean? And just like on, they throw a Hail Mary, basically, and you go and instead of knocking it down, you pick it off. You're doing that stuff to get on the stat sheet. I had a teammate like that before, you know, Terrell Buck. That's my guy. Yeah. He got 50. T-Buck, yeah. You throw it up there. Ain't no. He's picking it off if he can. He'll come out of nowhere and pick it off instead of just knocking it down. You know what I mean?
You make a great point. There was a pass that he caught earlier in the game when he was clearly down, and then he like gets up and acts like he's gonna, you know, it's gonna gain another 5 yards or whatever.
Extra TV time.
Yeah. Did you hear his comment post game, and did that bother you?
No, I didn't hear what
Sean,
he said.
Sean, do you have that for him? Go ahead.
Fourth down play, is that designed for you to get to the sticks, or is that designed to go before and make a play?
It was a play. It wasn't designed for anything. It was just.
Did you think you were at the first down?
Not.
Or you didn't know where
you were? Yeah, I was somewhere by it. I know I was somewhere by it because we only had 2 yards.
So you knew you probably had to make a play, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Facts.
What's he laughing about?
Yeah.
Like they just lost a football game.
Yeah, sometime, you know, say next question. Something. If you ain't got nothing to say, say next question. I mean, I don't understand that one because obviously he knew where he was at, you know. So if you think you got 2 yards, go 3. Go 4.
Right.
You know, run the route there,
right,
you know, to back up. So that doesn't make sense whatsoever.
The play is designed to get the first down.
Exactly.
Yes, that's what it's designed for.
It's more frustrating for me to hear a guy not know where he is. Like, yeah, maybe I might have been, because I believe, and Ty, you know this, about the situational football, I believe that some of these guys, and this is why I would think that I can't put this on Vrabel. Or even Josh, because they would be telling him, like, I knew as a receiver where the sticks were every single time before I even got there. But the fact that you didn't really know where you were shows, like, are you even, like, paying attention to where the sticks are?
And as a defensive back, I'm the same way. I got to know where the sticks are at. I got to know where to set my feet so you can't get there.
I mean, isn't it time to end that experiment? Like, cut him. Like, what's the point?
Well, my question would be, Wiggy and Ty, doesn't it feel like at points it's almost more that he – it's not that he wasn't aware of where the sticks were. He just doesn't want to get hit.
No, like, but he even said he it. Even, he goes, I don't know. I think I was somewhere around
there. He mentioned also that there was a – he knew that there was a corner behind him.
Right.
And so, like, to me it was almost like he was scared to get hit, which is why he jumped backwards instead of just diving forward.
And Ty, do you have any questions about the game for Shime?
Yeah, feel free. Fire away, baby. That's why they call me the professor.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you play football, so you expect to get hit. So I'm not going to say he didn't want to get hit.
Right.
But he didn't have any situational awareness of where they're at on the field, and he's trying to do extra to make a play, which can end up costing you in the long run. And it did cost him.
Because then you've got Drake going out there saying, I take responsibility for it. I should have reminded him.
Drake May does not have to remind you to get to the sticks in that situation. That's a quarterback taking up for his receiver and being the leader of the team. But I will say the silver lining in this, guys, is we got ourselves a quarterback. You know,
Well, that's what I wanted to get to. Right. So I want to get your Drake take,
which
is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. You're happy. We have a quarterback.
I mean, we got us a quarterback now. You know, of course. Like all quarterbacks, you want to take some plays back. But I got an opportunity to talk to Josh McDaniel. And I said, talking off camera, behind everything, and his eyes just lit up and said he's the real deal. So when Josh McDaniel says that, and being around the greatest of all time and knowing what he's done with quarterbacks and how he developed them, he is so excited about this kid. And then when you watch him, he's making some hella fire throws.
Yeah.
Now, dumb young throws too, like that one. Yep. You know, you want to take that back, but then you can say, look at Aaron Rodgers. That interception was nobody around. You know, he threw it into a team meeting. You look at Patrick Mahomes, as great as he is, you don't get a pass just because you're Patrick Mahomes. You threw some dumbass balls out there. You know what I mean? So, you know, Drake May, you got to give – it happens in football. You know, everything is not always rosy, but this kid can play. You can see, I mean, look at his accuracy.
Right.
You know, when the touch that he puts on the ball, he's finding the open guys. He's not always looking to the same person. So I love what I'm seeing in Drake May.
Right. You keep talking dirty like that to me, Ty. I will admit I was wrong about the end zone.
And listen, I'm with you on the Drake May. I think, you know, we're criticizing him on that play. He'll learn from that. Mm-hmm. My thing is, this was my lead this morning, is because I see him having that potential, we really need to now get him a legitimate number one weapon.
You keep saying that,
like, but they do.
I know everybody knows that they're not. They're not doing it. Like,
they have
when
to
do you,
go.
When,
but Wiggy, he's showing
when
signs.
When do you think they're going to do it?
Like, he's showing signs. And like I said, I'm not. Don't misquote me. Everybody talking about he's not Tom Brady. I'm not saying that, but he's Tom Brady-esque when he's finding the open guy and making the right play. So yes, he can be successful without having a true number one.
But you gotta have.
Curtis is gonna object to the Tom Brady.
Unlike my colleague in here, I listen to the Hall of Fame.
But Ty, I get that. But the Tom Brady situation early in his career, Tom Brady-esque, is he had a legit defense. This defense is not Tom Brady early defense.
Right.
So you
that
can't.
That defense was 5-13. Just so everybody knows, before
which
he came
one?
In. The Patriots defense.
Yeah, but I mean, there was talent on that defense.
Okay. 5-13, what would you say?
He talking about your defense.
Wait,
talking about
your defense.
You're not
going to go against Ty Law?
Wait, you talking about when we number one defense in the NFL? What you talking about?
When you lost to the Bengals in week one?
Oh, ain't that the year we won the Super Bowl?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. He talking about
defense wins championship. What the hell are you talking about?
Three Super Bowls with that defense.
Thank you.
Three Super Bowls. And listen, I played against that defense when I was in Carolina. And I'm not saying that Drake May doesn't, like, I know Courtney made a great point. He spreads the ball out. But in this world of football that we live in, even with Tom, when you got to see Tom in the second half, he had good defenses. But think about the legit weapon that he had, whether it was Moss, whether it was Gronk, even a guy like Edelman, Wes Welker. Drake May needs that guy. He doesn't have that.
What we're missing now is that, yes, that team was a defense first, and yes, Ty was the MVP of that team. I would say that the way that the NFL officiates games now, you have to spend more on your offense than the Patriots do. The whole game has changed.
Right, yeah.
In terms of every play, like, Ty, I don't know if you saw or remember the play, but there was an awful pass interference call against Carlton Davis down the sideline where the ball landed like 10 yards out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
That would have never been called in 2001. That's the way the NFL is now. Every play is geared to giving the offense a better chance because they think points equals viewers. And that's where you are. So the Patriots have to shift their roster approach, and they haven't. Even after Brady left, they didn't change.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm saying you can find success if you play like Drake May is playing. When Tom Brady has his greatest success, he had Randy Moss. You know, a lot of people will say, damn, who can't do that with Randy Moss? But he had his best statistical season with that. But did he come away with a championship? He had his most team success when he was spreading around with the Troy Browns, the David Pattons, the Givens, you know, names that you can't.
Hogan.
You think about it at the time, but do you think about him now? You still talk about Tom Brady and Randy Moss because it's Randy Moss. I'm just saying, Drake May, he can uplift this team. If you give him some weapons, of course, you know, go out there and get him a receiver. But I think you need to protect him, get him some more offensive lineman help. You got him one in the draft this year. Okay, guess what? You need some more because I see too much pressure on Drake May when people are sending just four guys.
Right.
You see, when we get pressure as a defense, you know, Vrabel is getting creative. He's sending the house. Pittsburgh was getting pressure with rushing four guys. That's a problem. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you got to give him more help up front first, but with his legs, with his accuracy, how he understanding the offense, I think that he doesn't have to have a superstar wide receiver to be successful.
But he's going to need a really good defense to help him out on that side of the football.
And that's a whole nother story.
Right.
You know
and,
what I mean?
And then, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think when you look at the weapon, he needs a legit weapon that defenses can go, all right, we need to know where this guy is at all times, right? And
right.
they just don't have that guy. Whether it's whether it's a tight end, whether it's a receiver, they just don't have a guy. And
hey,
Ty will tell you.
Hey, Hunter Henry,
he's good.
He can get down. He's kind of long in the tooth, though. He's getting up there.
But you ain't like, you ain't saying.
He's not Tyler Warren.
You're not going into
Greg
that.
Age shaming.
You're not going into that game plan, Ty, from a defensive standpoint. Going, no. Oh, we need to know where he is all the time.
Generation Jones.
No, you're right. You're right about that. You're right about that.
And that,
but he's productive.
Yes.
And that's somebody that Drake can count on. He can know he can throw it to him, and it's a positive outlook when you throw it to him.
But can you imagine Hunter Henry if they had DK Metcalf on the outside? Like, now you would have to really,
ball game.
Or you're looking at, like, you know, teams that they could potentially play, and like, you have this guy outside. It's just going to make things easy for a guy like Hunter Henry. I was able to really piggyback off of playing with Randy Moss because they were doubling him, and I'm like, okay, one-on-one. So now I can be productive and eat like for the team, where Hunter Henry would be, it'd be even easier for him if they had that, and it'd be easier for Drake.
You ate more like Randy Quaid.
No. I ate good, man. I ate good.
We have got to take.
Led the team in reception 2 years in a row, Greg.
Tell him.
2 years.
We have got to take a quick break. It's a Ty Tuesday. Ty Law is here. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ty Law, the Hall of Famer, is here on a Ty Tuesday, and there as a Patriots Hall of Famer on Saturday, as Bill Parcells and Julian Edelman were inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame. I'm sure you got to talk to your old coach.
Oh, yes. I mean, it was good to talk to him. And, you know, Coach Parcells, he's always going to go down as one of the greatest of all time. But when you talk about Bill Belichick, because of the number of championships, he has to be the GOAT. You know what I mean?
Who was your best coach?
All time. You know what? I got to say both of those guys, but I won more championships with Coach Belichick. You know what I mean? So Bill Parcells, he drafted me. He gave me an opportunity. You know what I mean? When nobody else, like, I probably wouldn't have went in the first round if it wasn't for Bobby Greer. Rest in peace. I just found out today that he passed away. And Coach Parcells, I was told that I wasn't the favorite, but somebody made a decision. And Ashley was Bobby Greer. Ashley made the decision. Wow. So I had to earn Coach Parcells' trust. You know what I mean? Because I think he wanted a running back at the time. But as time went on, you know, I became one of his guys. You know what I mean? But I would say, far as, you know, learning the game, because I was still playing on athleticism with Coach Parcells. Bill Belichick taught me more about the game. But as far as the mental aspect of it, I give all the credit to Bill Parcells, because he would challenge you and he would make you feel low if you let him.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the type of guy
that he was. There's two different ways to look at it. And this is what I always say to people. Like, when it comes to X's and O's and getting you and understanding and being prepared, Belichick is nobody better.
Nobody better.
But if you said, okay, I'll run through three brick walls.
Parcells. That's why I say it's X's and O's. No one can touch Bill Belichick. But as far as motivating you to go out there and, like I said, run through a wall, do your job, have it out. The other guy, you hate the other guy.
Right.
That's Coach Parcells. And he'll sit there and tell you when you suck, and he'll tell you in front of everybody. He's not going to pull you to the side. Nope. You know, like I said, he always, like, I will never forget when he told me I'm going to be the first rounder in NFL history to get cut. You know what I mean? I'm sitting there like, wow, even after giving me the signing bonus and everything, he's going to tell me in training camp.
That seems like Belichick too, though, right?
No, that's Parcells.
So Parcells was scarier.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. From that standpoint, and when you see a bus sitting down there waiting for you, if you don't, and it's the mental part of, you know, if Drew Bledsoe didn't pass condition test, he don't got to go get on the bus. You're not going to cut him. But me, I was first round rookie. You probably would have cut me. So I'm sitting there thinking, like, you know, this dude is crazy. You know what I mean? You just gave me, you know, and said it real nonchalantly. You know what, 24? I swear you're going to be the first round in NFL history to get cut in training camp. and that stuck. But I kept going. You know what I mean? And he always rode me. And he had to have a certain type of Gatorade. He was very, like, meticulous about things. You had to bring him his own. I think it was orange at the time. Yeah, I mean, orange Gatorade. If you brought him the yellow Gatorade, he going to tell you to go back and get him an orange. Yeah. I was the first round pick, so you had to do that every day on water break. And back then we got water breaks.
Yeah.
Now you go get water anytime you're good and goddamn ready. You know, back then, you had to get a water break.
Like, man, I'm thirsty.
Yeah, anybody else? The whistle blow, now you go get your water. But now you just walk up to it, you know that now, man. It's crazy.
The three draft picks that started the 95 draft is the greatest draft in the history of the NFL. Ty Law, Hall of Famer. Ted Johnson, second round. Curtis Martin, third round, Hall of Famer. Yep. Those are the three picks that year.
And I think even though Curtis – he's a Hall of Famer, and of course, he's known more for being a Jet. But you think about that class, and that was Coach Parcells. Yeah. You know, he brought us all in here together and put us together. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, and Curtis had to leave because of the business aspect of it. But, I mean, that was one hell of a draft class, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Curtis. He's probably Curtis Martin. Still with us, correct?
Yeah.
Probably ready for the rapture.
If the rapture comes, believe me, Curtis is going up. What is this rapture stuff I keep hearing about?
The world is ending today.
Jesus is coming down in the Bible.
Well, I tell you what. Now, you know what? Curtis is going to be all right, because I tell you what. You know, Curtis was real, you know,
Bible biblical. Very religious.
Very religious. And so we...
Also, I'm scared of flying. Dated Toni Braxton for quite
some
time.
I answered the phone the first time she called.
Really?
Yeah, because we was roommates.
Oh.
I was like, you know, Curtis do his normal routine in the bath and all that. So I answered the phone. Because first of all, you ain't supposed to be able to call to our room. But then again, it's Toni Braxton.
Right.
She allowed to call in there. She got up through somehow. So I answered the phone. Hello? Oh, may I speak to Curtis? I'm like, who is this? This is Toni Braxton. I said, you bull. I said, car. I hold the car.
Right.
Toni Braxton alone. He's like, tell her I call her. Tell her I get back at her. I was like, what?
Right.
Look, I ain't going to lie. I'd have dropped out that thing butt naked. Get that phone.
Hold on. And if you know Curtis, you'd be like, Toni Braxton.
Yeah.
You sure you got the right number?
Exactly. I was thrown off. But I'm telling you, Curtis was so... I mean, he was just so different when it come to that stuff, and they dated, but he was so godly. So I was scared of flying. I'm still scared of flying to this day. He like the black box. I'm sitting next to Curtis Martin. So every time I hit turbulence, he'll just move his bag, and I go sit next to Kurt. You know?
Curtis was the man. He was Curtis, the ultimate like teammate.
Yes, yeah, he was an ultimate teammate. Man.
Curtis also does not appreciate you and the activation of the swear jar. I mean, if
you oh yeah, no, Curtis. No, Curtis. Eight, he didn't even have a sip of wine. Now he drink my vodka. Yeah, now. Yeah. He'll sip on it every now and again.
But he wasn't. He wasn't cussing or nothing.
No,
like
he wasn't
that.
Cursing.
He was like AP Anthony Pleasant. They were Bible pushers.
So he's gonna send
Matthew Slater. No, but also, hey, but now hold on. Slater, yes.
Oh no, no. Slater's very, very religious guy, and that's how
he will be ascending.
Yes, that's how Curtis Mott was.
So is Hunter Henry.
Curtis wouldn't, like, you wouldn't even swear too much around Curtis.
Right.
I mean, most people, I would. I didn't give a damn. But I mean, most people, you gave him that type of respect.
Yes.
But again, Curtis, he wasn't always like that, though. Y'all, you can look up his story. I ain't saying nothing now. But
he's a Pitt guy.
What?
He's a Pittsburgh guy. But,
before C. Martin, man. I'm going to leave it at that.
Leave it there.
Yeah. Well, Bill Parcells, he deserves the honor. He should.
Oh, yeah,
there.
He should have been in. Nice. But I think he's a contributor, not like a coach. He's more of a contributor, right?
Do I understand that he and Bill have something in common when it comes to their choice of companions?
Yeah, I think he had a little young thing with him there, too, man.
How old is he?
84?
84.
Yeah. I mean, from what I was told, that was his.
I was like, oh, okay, how you doing? Nice to meet you. That was it.
That's what I'm saying. But I mean, I've heard, you know, after the fact, because, you know, when you meet somebody, just like, you know, Coach Belichick, when I first met, Jordan. You know, his Jordan.
Yep.
I thought that was his granddaughter. So I didn't know that they were dating, you know.
They've and
it's the same situation right there. So both of them. You know, still got it.
And
you
they
know?
Like brunettes.
Bill. I mean, yes. If your name Bill, right? You got some bills.
Yes.
Parcells will tell you, too. Man, I was like, oh, okay. I didn't, you know, that's the first time hearing about it, but, you know, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Okay. Well, that's what he
said. Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah,
he said,
he told that. He said that to somebody else.
I see.
That's what he'll do, too.
Yeah, they do it on the sly. I was like, oh, so he know he got him a winner. He know he got He know he got him a winner.
He could walk those and say, hey.
Wow. Good for him.
Hey, make sure you keep that weight off.
Are you hanging around?
Yes,
he is. Is that Ozempic, or how did he lose the weight?
He said he's looking good. He said, first thing he said, make sure you keep that weight off.
Yeah.
You know, he touched my stomach, so keep that weight down. Look what I've been doing. I'm healthy. I said, Coach, I'm going to go run right now.
Yeah.
That's the kind of respect that you have for a guy like Parcells.
Yeah.
He still scares you to this day.
Right.
So it's that thing that you never know what he's gonna say to you. You know what I mean? So even when he's complimenting you, it's like, wow.
Is that a compliment or?
Man, when the first time, like when I knew he was leaving, he came and put his arm around me. We was walking out of the bubble going to the Super Bowl. He said, "You know I love you, don't you?" I'm like, I said, I ain't know where it came from. He said, "You know what? You got everybody in this league scared of you. You better hope you never play against me." And I was like, why the hell would he say that on our way about to go to the Super Bowl? And then Bobby Greer actually told me later on.
He's out.
Yeah, huh? No. Bobby Greer told me like years later that I was one of his favorite guys. And he even mentioned me in his book and all that stuff because he used to get on me so much, but I always bit back at him. You know, my mouth wasn't. I'm from Malacoa, but it wasn't always as respectful as it should have been. But we're playing football. You come at me. I'm coming back at you.
Right.
So even when he told me, you know, you're going to be the first round of NFL to get cut, I said, MF, you already gave me 1.6. Do what you got to do. That's what I said at the time.
And the crazy part about it is playing with Ty, and that's who Ty is. There are only two people that I played with that had that type of juice to go back at Bill Parcells. And obviously, I wasn't here when Ty played with him, but the other guy was Keyshawn Johnson. Keyshawn was just like Ty, where Bill would say something to you, and then Keyshawn would MF him just like that. And like, but Ty and Keyshawn, they had that juice to do that, the Parcells and Belichick.
Yeah.
There was only a handful of guys. Ty, Keyshawn, LT, and I feel like that's it.
Yeah.
All right. Are you around for a little bit more?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
we'll take a quick break, and we will come back with Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday at WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.